Yes, I am Nickobe.
Nickobe, hey, this is Bear Claw.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for taking the time to talk for a moment. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know just what was going on.
Yeah, I know. I informed, before we talk, I tell you that for my and your convenience, this telephone call is recorded. I hooked up the telephone to my computer and recorded and could edit.
This is fine, thank you.
So, if something, I just do it for my own safety. Mm-hmm. If nothing happens, it's nothing, I delete it.
Right. And also, just for safety on this end, too, I just want to make sure that everything is okay, and that you don't plan on hurting anybody here in Florida.
No, I'm not. I already told that how many times. I don't know what's wrong with those nutcases, but I'm not doing that kind of things.
Well, Mad Badger does have a few people that say that they heard you say that.
Mad Badger has always people who say that. He banned me from Furry Spring Day. Let me tell you the following. I was at Antrocon.
Yes.
And I was in a room with some guy, Raccoony or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a fur in emergency need for a room. Nobody wanted to offer him a room. I gave him the room, even if we were already stuffed. I gave it.
Okay.
Second thing is, I was invited for a GIF party in room 520 on the floor above us. I went there and the whole thing started right. He started to make us some very, very spicy tomato drink. We drank that. We ended up in getting jiffy, and suddenly he pulls out catalogs with pictures. First, only bestiality, where I have no problem with. But
yeah.
then
yeah, that I don't know anything about that, and actually, I'd rather not get involved in that as well.
Yeah, but let me explain. Then at least somebody else knows about it. Those catalogs are full of child pornography. Children doing it with each other, adults doing it with children.
That's a very sad thing.
Yeah, and he started to tell about his personal incest experiences with his younger brothers and this kind of thing. So I got angry. He told me to shut the fuck up. I said, sorry, I cannot let you abuse those innocent children. And then who the hell did I think I was, if I was from the FBI and God knows, you know, that kind of talks.
Right.
And finally he threw me out of the room. So I went to security. Security told me plainly to shut my mouth if I wanted to live. That was security. Then I went to Kaji, also zero on the request. Finally, I went to a rent-a-cop, and they searched the room but didn't find anything. But it's not surprising because it took an hour. I can hide everything in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I really not surprised that they didn't find anything. And the result is that I'm now banned from all the future Antrocons. Well, I tried to defend those innocent children who are going straight through the same as I. I don't want to see all that happen to children. God, it's already not hard enough to live.
I totally agree with you. So if that is the truth, then you are in the right.
But why do I get now all the shit? Does that guy have so many customers or something like that, or is just nobody plainly believing it?
Well, if I may ask you, what did you tell Mad Badger the last time you talked to him?
In fact, I called him because of an abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, what I wanted to do was I wanted to reach the guy that was living with him. God, what is his name?
I don't know.
Come on, let me check my notebook for a moment. One moment. There are so many people and so many folks living with each other. Byzantine Bob now, I think it was. Well, Byzantine is living with him.
Okay, yeah, I don't know who his roommate is.
Well, anyway, somebody gave me a telephone number and said that was Byzantine's. Well, that was the wrong number, that was the mobile phone from Mad Badger.
Okay.
And I called him, and I basically got somebody to realize, he said first, I asked for Byzantine. He says, who is this? I said, this is Nickobe. And he said, oh, please, shut up, leave me alone, or something like that. Oh, shut the fuck up, leave me alone, something like that. I don't know exactly anymore what he said. But something like that. But I wanted to have the number of Byzantine, so I called him back. So he started to yell at me that it was harassment, and then he gave me somebody else on the phone. That person started to tell me, is it true that you cut it your balls off, and that kind of things? Well, let me tell you this. I had cancer, testicular cancer, and they had to remove one of my testicles. And that causes me in a curve effect. And you know what a curve effect is?
Yes.
It's that your hormone level jumps.
Yes.
And that makes me very jiffy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's not how I am. I'm afraid I have to live for a little. I even thought about letting me castrate completely. And that's probably how the fairy tale goes on.
Okay.
Also, they say that I put my teeth out myself. This is wrong.
Okay.
My teeth, I have a genetic failure which causes my calcium level in my teeth and bone structure being very low. So my teeth went bad in a very fast way. I lost them 2 years ago completely. Well, I left them pull out because I was constantly having pain and stuff like that. So I finally told the dentist, remove them all, I'm sick of it.
Sure.
And this started to give me stomach problems because I was not able to chew anymore. And when I have artificial ones, you know, those plates with teeth on, but when I put them in, it blocks the blood supply and it causes me bursting hemorrhages. So I'm really suffering from that.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
So there's no reason for some of this, though, that I put my teeth out myself. I'm sorry, I'm not crazy. And practice, I was invited by Kimba, that lives in Central, together with Spottish Fang and another fur. I don't know exactly his name anymore.
Okay.
But we didn't get along that well, because I found myself a little treated like a soldier, which I didn't want.
Okay.
And well, it ended up in a fight, and I left back up in Connecticut, where I had some friends.
Okay.
And then they started to spread all kinds of shit, and the Florida First, some of the Florida First told Kimba that they would come to his house and kill us. And Kimba mentioned to him, literally, you can ask the Kimba, that according to the Florida law, he was entitled to kill anyone who would come into his house and threaten him.
I don't know about that.
Well, it seems that there is a law like that, I don't know. That's basically what Kimba said, but I didn't. And that's probably what I took as a threat. But it was not made by me. It was made by Kimba.
Sure.
So I'm sorry if that caused the confusion, but it was also mentioned in the law. With other words, he was alone. That was the message. We didn't say that we would hunt somebody down and kill him. No way. Who the hell do they think that I am?
Well, apparently from what Matthew Badger was saying, that you threatened that you were going to blow up his car.
I'm not dangerous, God, for what? God's sake, no.
You were getting along with him, and also that you were going to shoot up a bunch of Florida firs. And that caused everyone to basically say, okay, now we have a problem here.
Oh, come on, that's bullshit. I think that Matt Badger made that up to set up the Florida firs against me, because he doesn't want to see me at Florida Spring Break. He is part organizer of that, and he told me to shut up about that whole thing about the child pornography. So I think he's somewhere involved. Don't forget that he has Brownsville Media Distribution.
Yeah, he's getting rid of that. And I personally am not going to be going to this spring break. I actually am not a fur. I do have friends who are furs, and I love to draw anthropomorphic artwork, but I am not a fur.
I saw your artwork, and I already complimented you about that artwork.
Yes, I remember. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I tell you, I don't know why you are not working at Disney.
Well, maybe someday. Who knows?
I think you're good enough for that. I'm serious about it. I did Animation Academy myself.
Oh, very good.
Yep. I've heard about the series David the Giraffe?
Yes.
I did some ink and paint work for that.
Wonderful. Very good work.
Well, it was low budget, but it's a fact for television for children. But okay, it was nice. Some microfers like it.
Well, unfortunately, I do have to leave. I am on my way to work. But I think you're taking the time to at least tell me your side of the story. And,
look, nobody will ever listen.
Well, I am.
I know that I will get the FBI on my ass, and they will not believe me. They just will deport me and pull back my papers. Well, of course, we're winning that case, and nobody really will care, like usual. And then when the next thing happens, they will take the next one. And after that, the next one. It will still go like that.
Well, let me help in getting this stuff situated. I'm not going to take any sides, but I do want to just have peace, if nothing else. Just because a lot of my friends are getting very upset and they're very worried now.
Well, let them please invite me somewhere and talk with me instead of going off with me. I'm sick of this. I traveled around the world and I never saw any crap like this except in Florida. Doesn't that make the sign on the wall?
Well, there was some misunderstanding in the past when I was not able to put you up.
I heard that someone say that I attacked you in Fursuit Channel at Easter Sunday. But let me tell you something that will surprise you. I was at a con at Easter Sunday without internet access in the German mountains. How the hell could I talk with you on Easter Sunday?
Right, there was an event where I was actually in channel and you were very upset because I did not offer my house to you. I don't take house guests. I don't take roommates. I do have occasional friends who stay with me. I apologize if you took that the wrong way, but I don't let people I don't know in my house. That doesn't say that you're not a good person, but
I know. Let me tell you, I have a very, very good reputation if it comes to business and that kind of thing, and I would never, ever steal from somebody.
Right. I know you got very upset with me because I did not, and I thought that was
Maybe you said something that made me think that it was about stealing, because I don't steal. That was probably the reason. But there was the first saying that I attacked you and started to flame you, and I never did that. If somebody did that, that was not me. Because I don't know anything about that. I don't understand what this whole shit is about. All I want is to care about myself, because people have a wrong image of me. And I don't want to. You know, let me tell you a last thing. You know how hard that I am working to make everybody's dreams come true?
Okay.
I mean the real furry thing. I am talking and chatting and sending letters to genetic engineers, plastic surgery centers, laboratories, and God knows every day. I already sent thousands of letters away. I have an appointment for a TV show next year in March. I'm actually trying to get some sort of really random, what they want and what I want, being an intro-line. And I put it out because I don't work. People say that I'm working here in the U.S. illegally, and they send me the INS, but I'm not working. I don't need that. I don't need to work. Why? Because I get a certain amount every month on my bank account, and that's where I live from. Because of things that I did in the past.
Well, that's very kind of you to do that to some people. I'm sure they appreciate it.
I want to be an intro lion, but I also know about other people wanting to be God knows, an intro tiger, an intro fox, God knows what. And if I find a solution, and I jump on it, and I make money with it, I am even willing to sponsor everybody else who wants to have it too. And I am very, very serious about it. I actually want to see that happen. Nobody believes me. But let me tell you, I am already so far that I have a lab that can give me a fur.
Very good.
A white fur, because I cannot do the color coding yet, so I wait till the color coding thing is fixed. But they also can do the facial modifications. They found a way to let your bone structure change. And they also found a way for whiskers, so we are very, very close already, and nobody realizes that. I am working on people's dreams. So why go after me? And why should I want to kill people that I actually try to help, even if they don't understand me? It makes no sense.
Well, it's very encouraging to hear. I will pass that word along. Hopefully there will be peace again. Right now a lot of people are very worried and very upset. I would love to have you in Florida to be a friend someday, but at the moment, I think the best thing would be is for you to maybe just wait a while until this all blows over, because right now it's very heated.
I can't. That will not blow over. That will never, ever
go. It will, if you give it time. When you talk to someone in Florida, talk peacefully, and I'm sure they will understand.
I'm even banned from the Florida Channel Furry. How the hell can I talk to somebody peace? They nuke me off the map constantly. They don't want peace. They only want to see me angry and push it up, constantly push it up.
Yeah, I know. I was reading some of those posts, but I ended up deleting most of them because it was even upsetting me.
What the hell for crap is this, God's sake? It makes no sense.
Well, the individuals that you do have contact with, I highly recommend you do keep in touch with them.
I don't have much left anymore because everybody dropped me because of that crap that they believe.
Well, again, give it some time, and maybe if you do come to Florida, maybe you're welcome to, of course, but...
Let me tell you this. I am homeless now because of Florida first. They blackmailed the people where I was living me that hard that they had to throw me out of the house.
I am living
now in a motel. And I can stay exactly 2 more weeks, and then I will run out of money for this time. And I get money back in next month, but in the waiting 3 weeks, I will stand on the street without a home because of the Florida first. And that makes me not really feel better.
Well, maybe a couple of them, but again, you can't generalize everybody. A lot of people don't know who you are, and it's those who don't know who you are very fair.
Maybe, okay, but look, I cannot stay on the streets.
I
will be alone. I will be alone at Christmas. I will be alone at New Year. I was already alone at Thanksgiving. And all I want is some friendly talks, some hugs, some cuddles, and maybe if people are in the mood, even some gift.
Well,
but I don't want to hurt anybody, no way.
Okay, well, just again, my best advice is to maybe stay away from any events that would happen here in Florida, just for a while. You can come to Florida, just to be safe, just to make sure nothing happens, just until things blow over. Keep in touch with the friends you have here, and maybe
I don't have any more, please.
It'll get fixed. You got to give it a chance. Because right now there's a lot of misunderstandings. Once the misunderstandings get cleared up, everything will be fine.
Yeah, okay, the misunderstandings. They sent me the FBI, and the FBI will not believe me anyway, because I am from Europe, and they are from the U.S.
Give it some time, and things will be fine, and everyone will be friends.
I don't believe in that anymore. All I would like is to have somebody in Florida guiding me, that I can live there, and that I slowly can start to meet people in real life and show them that I'm not like what I think I am. But from a distance,
that'll happen.
From a distance, I can't. From a distance, it's impossible.
Maybe email Yappy and explain to him what's going on. It may help a lot of things.
Yappy doesn't listen.
He will if you email him, and he will read it. He's very fair.
No, Yappy went off on me. I have a rat file that Yappy went off madly on me. I don't believe in him anymore.
Well, try it one more time. He's calmed down a bit. Try it one more time.
I was thinking he was very cute looking and everything, but even his suit is cute.
Well, thank you. I made his suit.
You did that?
Yes.
I was thinking he did that himself.
No, it was his birthday present a couple of years ago. I made it for him.
Then I have my father have mixed up things, because I was nearly sure that he made that thing himself.
No, that was me.
You make lion soup?
Good.
How much you ask?
I don't do commissions, unfortunately. I don't have any free time.
Yeah, the point is, I can make the body, but the head, that's such a difficult thing.
Right.
I mean,
it is tricky. But unfortunately, I am already late for work. I do have to go, but I thank you for your time and wanting to talk, and thank you for your fairness. And I'm sure things will get worked out. Just give a little time.
Okay. Yeah, that was low. Another few months, and then I'm gone here, and I will never be able to come back because of crap that's for the FBI.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
I'm afraid it will. They will not stop till they have completely destroyed me. I'm already on the point of suicide.
Well, don't do that.
Please understand that I just cannot handle it anymore. I'm not that type, and they stay accusing me for some things that I never did.
Well, I believe you, and I thank you, and I have some peace in my heart that you will not hurt anybody here.
Look, I am a far more decent person than everybody will ever realize.
Yes, you sound very decent.
But can't you look for me if there's somebody willing to give me a chance and let me live for them for a day?
It'll work out.
Look,
keep in touch with me through email. I do have to leave.
Yeah, because I have a very weak body, and when I stay here, I will die of the cold.
I do have to go, but please email me, okay? All right, take care.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.